welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And here we are with a special Buffalo edition.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're actually here in Buffalo.
Yes.
For a personal matter, my grandmother passed away early last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I am here in Buffalo with Jen to, we had a service for her and everything like that. It was very nice.
Yep.
And I guess, thank you everybody for your well wishes. You know, I've had a few folks, on Facebook, express their condolences and stuff. And, thank you for that. She was a wonderful woman. She did not give a fuck about what anybody thinks.
No, she did not.
She was a hard ass.
She did it her way. Yeah.
And I can't respect that enough.
Huh?
She's, she was awesome. So we do miss her.
Yes.
So we're here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
To, just kind of do what we got to do. And, we've had some time to actually do a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
So
checked out some stores here.
Yeah, checked out a few stores around town. Did we just go to the two, I think?
I think we tried to go to a third one, but it was closed.
Yeah. So we actually had a chance to go and do a little bit of shopping at Queen City Comics, or Queen City Bookstore.
Which we had been to before.
I want to say is it Queen City Comics?
I think so. I can Google it.
Yeah, I think it's Queen City Comics, but they, they've been around forever, and I had a chance to, we've had a chance to go there before on previous trips, and it's a pretty wild place, in terms of like having the comics out and stuff like that, because they have them in the way that I like it.
It's called Queen City Bookstore.
Queen City Bookstore.
Yeah.
Queen City Bookstore in the heart of Buffalo.
Yep.
Over by the UB South Campus. They have, they have their books sorted out and stuff like that.
Well, they've got some like really great, like the organization, because they've got like drawers.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
And they're really
nice.
Yeah. They're really nice drawers. I wish we had these.
I wish we had that, and I wish I could order my comics like that and just set them up. I just need half it, like a part of that.
Yeah, I just need maybe a fourth of that shelving.
Because they're about the size of, I'd say, maybe like a long box.
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere in between a long box and a short box.
Yeah. And they're perfect for comic books. I don't know if they were specially made or if they're custom. I have no idea, but they're great. And they slide out and they don't make any noise. And then they slide back in. It's the best.
Yeah. It's the only problem that I have with it is that you, us old meat based people, like myself.
Well, we all know that I hate getting down on the floor to look through comics.
Yeah, and then they go all the way down to the ground. So there's like, I think like three rows of comics.
Yeah.
But the problem is like once you get down to like, if you're doing the middle stuff, you kind of have to hunch over.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that we're tall people.
Yeah, that's also a problem too. So it's a little bit uncomfortable in some ways.
But we still found some great stuff.
Yeah, I filled some holes in my Eclipso collection. I managed to pick up a few JSAs and. What did I get? I got something like I found a Hawkman, Volume 4 Hawkman that I needed, So yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had some good stuff.
And we also went to, what's it called?
Is it Dave and Adams?
Dave and Adams.
Okay. So there's this place called Dave and Adams out here, which I wasn't familiar with in the first place.
Cause it has a lot of like sports memorabilia and stuff in it too.
Yeah.
So we went there. And I really didn't expect much because I thought, it's going to have more sports stuff. And yeah, there might be some comic based stuff because
my brother, Brian, who's been on the show before, lives out here.
Yeah.
And he's like, they might not really have what you're looking for. They have,
magic cards and
they do comic, magic cards and, they have sports stuff and they have signings and stuff like that. So it just sounded like kind of like a sports based place, but they might have some collectibles.
Yeah.
And we walk in and
it's huge, first off.
It's just giant, because it's in this old like warehouse kind of thing. A little bit like
Mile High. Yeah. It's not as big and it's not all comics.
Yeah.
But it's in like a warehouse kind of like that. And we go through, there's sports stuff at the front, and we go into the back and there's like a ton of gaming tables because they do like magic tournaments, board games, video games, whatever. And then we turn and there's comics and we're like, oh, hey, look, there's some comics on this table, like a box of comics. Hey, cool. They're 50 cents. And we look through a couple of them and then I kind of glance over at like another section. And there, I can't even tell you how many goddamn boxes.
I say there had to be at least like 20, maybe 15 to 20 boxes on both sides.
Yeah, there had to be. Even
stuff on the floor.
On the floor, all of them were 50 cents.
There's a big sign that says like,
home of the 50 cent comic.
Dave and Adams, home of the 50 cent comic.
And I was like, holy shit, we are home.
Yeah, I know. This was literally.
Like there were so many, we couldn't look through all of the boxes.
Yeah.
And they also have like a bunch of like, obviously, you know, not 50 cent stuff, but there was a plethora of 50 cent boxes, and we went through many of them, and I was very excited to find Barbie fashion comics, which I have never seen before.
I know, we've never seen, though. That's the
I've
thing.
Heard it's, of it's, them, it's, but it's I've kind never of been seen like them, and I finally
WCW
found them.
WCW comic for
yeah.
us.
I found like four of them. I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, so we'll probably be doing one of those.
I'm bringing you Barbie.
Yeah, we're going to do a Barbie on the show.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
But I found some good stuff. I found, I found a few Alpha Flights. I was digging, some more Eclipso stuff that I'm trying to fill. I got that Legion annual from that year for the Eclipso Darkness Within. I got some Death's Head. Cause what I've decided to do is I'm just gonna try to also collect Death's Head.
Yeah.
And I keep finding like additional copies of the or not additional but just find more copies of the original like UK run.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird because I'm not what happened was like they had the UK run and then the character puffed around. He showed up occasionally in the Marvel universe, the regular Marvel universe,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought him back in relation to Death's Head 2 and, replaced him. They had the whole thing. We've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
But then they also put out the incomplete Death's Head, which was just kind of like the running serial of books. And I can't remember what, if they just went through and just covered all the issues because I've been collecting all the incomplete Death's Head.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably have them in duplicates.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't. I don't know. I'm just getting all of it because I might as well. So, yeah, and I found a bunch of those. So I was actually pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
And they have lots of really cool – this store, this David Adams has a lot of collectible stuff, a lot of collectible, comics and graded stuff, like classic books, stuff that, you'd see at a convention.
Yeah.
And they have, a bunch of toys, too. Like, a lot – there's a thing where it's like you go in the back and they have the toys and they have, I'd say pretty modestly priced superpowers.
Yeah. They had some cool stuff. They had a Mr. Miracle.
Mr. Miracle you don't see very often.
Which I hadn't seen before.
You don't see. And I think he had a cape, but he didn't. I don't think he had his handcuffs that he comes with. I don't think they had that fully. But, they had some of that. They got, they had some stuff. It's always fascinating going to a store like that and finding stuff that you didn't know was even made.
Yeah.
So they had this DC Direct pack, like a DC Direct figures of, like this 3-pack of Mr. Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Big Barda and Oberon, which I didn't know they made. Like, I know they've made I know they made, like, Mr. Miracle and Big Barda in separate iterations, but I didn't realize they put them all together. And I don't know if these were different, but I mean, it's just stuff that, like, you see like that, you're like, oh man, this is great. It's different.
Can I ask one thing?
Oh, what?
Which, we didn't go to the David Adams in Williamsville, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay, I want to make sure I'm tagging the proper one.
Yeah, we went to the David Adams in Williamsville, New York. There's a one in, like, I think he said it was in Tonawanda, which is, like, probably the bigger warehouse where they have all, like, probably a shit ton more stuff.
Yeah.
Which, that might have been a hoot to go to at some point. Maybe we might have to stop by there. But that was it was pretty awesome. And they actually, I think they do the Nickel City Comic Con.
Yeah.
Nickel City Con, or I think it's just Nickel City Con, because they're doing, they do a lot of sports signings, so they're also doing like comics and sports and all this stuff.
Video games and board games and.
But yeah, going back to the Queen City place too. That was Queen City Bookstore. That was a cool place too. The guy there is really nice. Okay, I forgot his name.
Oh yeah, I don't remember. I'm terrible with names.
Yeah,
so
I'm
I
always terrible because he told me his name, but he was super nice.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody was cool.
Yeah, and he's you know, and he's got something going on the like the local WBZZ.
I think so. It's like a local channel. And they local do channel sort here, of like
something like the CW affiliate that like he has like a nerd show that they do.
Yeah,
and, you know, so there's I mean, so you check. I mean, if you're ever in Buffalo, check both of those places out.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, because they're doing. He does the Buffalo Comic Con.
Yes,
which is kind of more of like a traditional con.
Yeah. A lot more comics.
A lot more comics. You know, it's kind of like how in San Diego, you have the San Diego Comic Fest, or San Diego Comic Con.
Right.
Which is the giant juggernaut.
Yeah.
And then you have San Diego Comic Fest, which is just basically a bunch of
just comics.
Just messing with comics and having stuff like that.
Trying to bring it back.
Which, to be honest, I've always wanted to go to.
We can go to it.
One of these days we'll have to go to it because you could just go and just fart around there. And I think that's where you can, it's probably all the same vendors.
Oh, I'm sure. It's always the same vendors, especially in LA. It's in California because there's within driving distance. We always see the same stuff.
Yeah. For as far as comic books go, it's been an interesting trip.
Yep.
So I'm kind of neat about that. Did I mention the bird?
Oh, I was going to mention it. There may be some bird noises in the background because we are there's a bird here.
That's my mom's bird, Opie.
So don't worry about it. Hopefully we can filter it out. If not, enjoy bird noises.
Yeah, maybe just imagine us recording this in a forest.
Yeah,
in just a botanical garden.
We're surrounded by trees.
Yeah. Surrounded by trees. We're doing this. We're hanging out with, who's a tree based guy? I can't think of
any. Swamp things, man thing.
Swamp thing, man thing. Kazar's there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's neglecting his kid.
Yeah.
You know,
he is definitely neglecting his child.
He's fighting truckers.
And his wife.
He's actually his wife, and he's fighting truckers, having a sad comic book appearance.
Yeah. No shoes.
No shoes.
Yeah.
You know, Swamp Thing is just.
He's mad.
He's mad.
I mean, I don't blame him.
He's mad about the earth.
I don't blame him.
Man Thing is just listening with his forehead. You know, it's just, yeah. It's just, it's,
that's
it's
right.
A, it's
his
a wild ear time.
Is in his forehead. I forgot
that's
about
right.
that.
Yeah. What else is there? I feel like there's, we saw Wolverine too.
Oh, Logan. Yeah, we saw Logan.
Yeah, and I don't have much else to say about that, that nobody else has already said.
Yeah, it was good.
Anybody else has
I
already
liked
said.
It.
I mean, it's a good movie.
It was good. I liked it. We also saw the Justice League trailer.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we should talk about that for a minute.
That was a thing.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, again, that's another thing that's probably been beaten to death by people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nerds by now, but it just looks like gray glop to me.
Yeah.
And you can clearly. It's just stuff that doesn't include Superman.
There are some cool scenes in there. Like, there's some really cool, like, action shots of like Batman and Wonder Woman and like Aquaman looks kind of cool and you're like, oh, these things are neat. But I've said this on Facebook and I said it on Twitter and I will repeat myself here again. When I say that the DC cinematic universe is too dark, I don't mean thematically. I literally mean I can't see anything because everything has that damn blue filter on it. It all looks the same.
Yeah.
I just up. Just up with the color. Just I want to be able to see stuff. Like in Logan, that wasn't a problem. No. You could see everything. There was stuff happening in the middle of the day, and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's right. It drives me effing crazy. I can't even tell you how mad it makes me. So, yeah. But it was just kind of a mess of stuff thrown together. Cyborg looks terrible.
I don't know what the hell Cyborg's supposed to be. And, like, how is anybody supposed to, like, recognize Cyborg?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, because if you're a casual fan, like a DC fan, you know, and you're watching him on, like, you're a casual DC fan, but the same thing is, though, like, people know him, you know, I don't know, I feel like he's probably got, like, a big presence because of Teen Titans Go.
Right.
You know, and then here he is in this movie.
Yeah.
Looking like, you
like,
know.
Like an Iron Man ripoff.
Like just some garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks terrible. Flash. I don't like Flash's costume either. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, it didn't really have a story. It was just like, oh, man, everybody meets and then they fight. Oh, maybe that's a parademon, but I didn't even like the way the parademon
works. Oh, you can't even. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on.
It's too effing dark.
And you know what sucks, too, is that. So. We have two DC movies coming out relatively soon
yes.
between each other.
Yeah.
You know, we have, you know, Wonder Woman in what, July?
June.
Yeah. And then Justice League in November. And so, like, you got these trailers flying around.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just feel like it cheapens Wonder Woman a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like DC's and Warner Brothers are just, they're so trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
With Marvel that they're just like, let's throw it all at once. And you're like, maybe take your time and like build something. Like, I don't need all these special effects or shit. Like, just tell me a good story.
Yeah.
You can make shit look cool, but I'd like to be able to see what you're making look cool.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just all one shade of blue, and I'm kind of like, oh, okay, I mean, I guess, but yeah. I'm sure there's other shit out there that looks better.
Yeah. No, you could do, they could have did much better, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for me, I'm excited about Wonder Woman, the movie. If it's not good, and I don't have a lot of hope for it because I keep getting shot in the fucking foot by DC. If it's not good, I don't want to see Justice League. At least definitely not on opening weekend. Maybe when it goes to a cheap theater. But I just, if Wonder Woman is bad, I can't justify giving DC any more of my money. DC and Warner Brothers. Because I'm like, Man of Steel wasn't great. Batman versus Superman was dumb as shit. Suicide Squad was a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
That, how much more am I supposed to continue? Everything
was just very underwhelming.
Yeah, and now I'm going to go see Wonder Woman. And then if that sucks, I'm still supposed to go see Justice League? Like, there has to be a line.
Yeah.
For me, and it's going to be Wonder Woman. Because I really want to see Wonder Woman. I've always wanted to see a Wonder Woman movie.
It's taken us this long to get a goddamn
Wonder Woman. It's taken us this long to get one.
Like a theatrical release.
Yeah, and so now I want to see it. But I don't have a lot of hope for it.
No.
Even though the trailer looks cool and you can actually see what's going on in some of it, I just don't have a lot of hope for it. So, yeah. And Justice League, I definitely don't, because I don't even think there was a story there.
There's a bunch of stuff. There's something's coming. Something bad is going to happen.
Which is Steppenwolf, right?
I think.
That we think. Yeah.
Yeah, we think is Steppenwolf or Darkseid or whoever.
Yeah.
But you can't tell what the actual threat is in this thing. You're just right. Like, the world's at danger.
And here's Batman. These faceless, kind of like in Suicide Squad, here's these faceless things that they're fighting.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
They literally fought like faceless things.
That's and they're doing the exact same thing in this movie. They fought
Putty Men from like Power Rangers.
And so now they're fighting Bugmen. In this Bugman, that's what's happening.
Aquaman, it's the same shit. Off of cars, and I'm like, what the?
It's exactly the same as the Suicide Squad. It's here's your team getting together. Here they are fighting a threat to the planet, and they are faceless drones that they all have to kill.
Yeah,
it's the exact same fucking thing.
I don't know.
And I'm like, do I want to see that again with just different characters? I mean, Batman had some great action.
I mean, I don't know. Still, I mean, I can go on about how. I think sometimes the argument is that people automatically are beating up on DC.
No.
You know, I think that's a bullshit argument.
Yeah. I think it's this idea that like people are just down on DC and that people actually get like offended by it. It's like, that's a weird thing to get upset by. Like, I love DC. I am a DC fangirl to my core.
Yeah.
And I just want this stuff to be good.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing like, pretty much like with Suicide Squad, and it now looks like the Justice League, the same story.
Yeah.
Or not even, there's not even a kernel of truth to like Superman's character.
Yeah.
And I can't even see what's going on the screen. Yeah. Like, you can, I'm a big fan of Elseworlds. Give me an Elseworld, but make it a good one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's a bullshit argument that I don't buy into.
Hear, hear. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we will do our book for the week.
Black Canary.
I'll need a sparring partner.
I'm Zatanna. What do you care about some leggy dame in nylons? Or have I answered my own question? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for magic.
Black Canary and Zatanna. Together in one podcast. I'm Ryan Daly, and I've got a thing for superheroes in fishnet stockings. That's why I started Power of Fishnets, the Black Canary and Zatanna podcast. Join me every 2 weeks as I celebrate the Blonde Bombshell and the Mistress of Magic in their exciting adventures published by DC Comics. Power of Fishnets, available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever, and we're here with our book for this week. It is Justice League of America, number 223, from February 1984, which is appropriate because on the cover, well, we just talked about Justice League.
Yes.
So we, you know, that's appropriate there. And on the cover, this book is animal themed, and it sounds like we're in an aviary.
It does, yeah.
So
this is fitting.
This is fitting. Justice League of America, number 223, from February 1984, in battle with the Beast Men.
Yes.
And on the cover, you have the Justice League, particularly Superman, Elongated Man,
and Aquaman,
and Firestorm fighting
Animal men.
Animal-based men. You got Superman holding a lion dude by the throat. You got
Aquaman's punching a rhino.
He's punching a rhino, and the rhino kind of looks like he smelled a bad fart.
Yeah. And then Elongated Man's like wrapped up with like a snake guy. And Firestorm's just shooting some dudes.
Yeah, he's just shooting like the lackeys.
Yeah.
Wearing like helmets that look like.
And of course.
The wizard from Marvel.
This is yet another comic book. At the very bottom, it says Endgame, in quotes.
That's going to be like our 50th book.
It has to be. I want to collect them all. I want to like get. There's going to be a Tumblr where I'm just like. Pictures of the cover of comic books that say end game on it, and it'll like never end.
Game doesn't end.
Thank I'm you for alive, joining us, Triple H.
Hello. I heard you're doing a comic book podcast.
I don't think Triple H cares. He wears that dumb hat.
I don't care. Wait, what hat?
You know that hat? You know which one I'm talking about.
What, his crown with the skull on it?
No.
The Kangol hat?
Yeah.
In the 90s? Oh, I thought it was recently. What is he wearing a hat?
I feel like the only time I've ever seen him in a hat, he's wearing that stupid fucking hat.
Did Triple H come out wearing
hat.
A baseball cap or something? Like,
like that's like a Homer Simpson when he was fat in that episode.
Yeah. The favorite part of the episode is when he gets the laundry detergent and he watches his fat guy hat being washed and his eyes just kind of going round and round. I feel like that part gets cut out sometimes.
Yeah, I think it does.
But I always remember that because he's like, my fat guy hat, woo! and it goes poof on his head
because
it's so clean.
Yeah.
All right. So Justice League of America. We have... So we start off with a bunch of dudes...
Two dudes. Two goons,
if you will, dressed up like Kato from, or just like the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Let's just say Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Straight up. But they're red and blue.
Yes.
And apparently they are hired muscle.
Yeah.
That are.
Because they're guarding a door.
Getting paid good money to protect a door.
Yeah. And they're like, man, you know. Some of the people here look like dudes I serve time with.
Yeah.
But they're like, doesn't matter.
Attica.
We're getting paid good money. And then who should show up but this cat-esque woman. Not Catwoman.
Yes, not Catwoman, but
a woman who is a cat. Her name's Reva, I believe. Rena.
Rena. R-E-E-N-A. Rena.
And they're like, oh man, the boss said that he's looking for you. And she's like, fine, take me to him. Let's go.
Yeah, she shows up she's like, aha, I'm here.
She's a cat lady wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Because that's what cat ladies wear.
And so Beasts Part 3, Bloodsport.
Oh man.
Which, not to be confused with Bloodsport starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh man. I could see Jean-Claude Van Damme playing this lion guy.
He did play Lion, a movie. It was a movie called Lionheart.
Yeah.
So he's kind of already related. Yeah, I think this is a movie about him.
Yeah, I think so too. I think all comic books are about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
If you really want to break it down.
Yes. So basically, we got this lion guy, the one from the cover. He is in this arena beating up a bunch of shirtless men.
Yeah, think like the Roman Colosseum.
He's a Roman Colosseum, but it's the inverse.
Well, I mean, yeah, somewhat. The kind of. I mean, It's just people are watching men fight animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men fight animals, but the animals
are winning.
Animals are fighting.
Well, I mean, technically, when the Christians were fed to the lions, didn't the lions win?
They're supposed to win.
I mean,
I don't have any documented, other than that, that movie Gladiator? Didn't he win?
No. I mean, I don't know, actually. I think Russell Crowe won.
He didn't win in the end.
Didn't Russell Crowe win? We all won because everybody got Russell Crowe's dumb haircut from that movie.
Yeah.
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 That was a thing. For like a year.
But he's beaten up. So lion guy. His name is Rex.
Yeah.
Rex
something.
Rex.
Ransom. No. Rex.
No. Wait. What's his name? It was Maximus Rex, but his real name is Rex Rogan.
There it is.
Because he is he's Joe Rogan's brother.
And he's a lion man who wears armor.
I want to believe that. And then for some reason, I feel like Joe Rogan would have a brother that became an animal man.
Is it because he drank too much butter coffee?
Yeah, he drank too much butter coffee and was out. He was out. He was out doing a 10-hour podcast and became a lion man.
I can see it.
I can imagine Joe Rogan being like, my brother Rex is on today and just talking to his brother for like 8 hours about like, so you're a lion. What's that like? He's like, I want to kill you, but I can't because you're my brother, but I'm a lion and I want to eat you. And he's like,
and maybe by the end, he actually does eat him.
He does eat. He just slowly eats Joe Rogan while he's doing the podcast. He's like,
and Joe's like my leg.
Joe's like, my leg. Anyways, conspiracies. That'd be a good offshoot for Joe Rogan's podcast, slowly eating Joe Rogan, the podcast.
Yeah.
Wonder if I ever meet Joe Rogan, I'll have to pitch that to him. Like, yeah,
that's a good idea.
Can we make some... So this guy's your brother, right?
I can't imagine why he wouldn't want to do this offshoot podcast.
It's like, well, I mean, you know, how long do you expect this podcast to run?
One episode. One great episode.
One great episode that's 8 hours long.
By the end of it, you're dead.
Which is a regular
Why
Joe
would you
Rogan
say
episode.
No?
And then the next one could be resurrecting Joe Rogan, and then you know
what? It's his lion brother vomiting like a cat, just like hairball in it.
Maybe we'll do it where
they're like, yep, he sure is dead.
Well, or maybe we'll just do it. Well, how about this? For Joe Rogan's safety considered, what we'll do is we'll create like
a meat man,
a meat Joe Rogan.
Out of like steaks,
yeah, like out of boar steaks, because Joe Rogan. This is how Joe Rogan can be involved: is he can kill the animal because he hunts.
Okay,
he can kill the animals and create a meat Joe Rogan, which we'll insert a speaker in and have him just a pre-recorded podcast where while his brother eats him.
Oh yeah,
for 8 hours.
That what a genius idea.
And it will still be number one on iTunes. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is on iTunes. Joe Rogan. I will say this, and nobody ever listens to me. But Joe Rogan is probably the most powerful man in podcasting.
Okay.
Because he is consistently number one. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. He can talk to the biggest names in anything for hours on end,
uh-huh.
You know, as long as they'll allow him to talk with him.
Yeah.
As long as they'll talk with him. Like, James, like, you know, he could talk to James Hetfield for 2 hours. Who talks to James Hetfield for 2 hours about bees?
I don't think James Hetfield talks to James Hetfield for 2 hours.
No, he just... I don't think the members of Metallica combined have talked to James Hetfield for more than 2 hours than the entire time that Metallica has been a band.
Well, that's because Lars keeps talking. Because
Lars keeps talking so much.
And he's just talking about himself.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, I'd really like to get to know the other guys, but it's already been like 20-something years, so it's probably not going to happen.
All right. So anyways, back to this dumb comic.
Yep.
So Bro Rogan. I'm going to call him Bro Rogan.
Yeah. So he's fighting like all these guys, and he's invited like all these super rich people to like watch him murder people, mm-hmm. and they are like totally into it.
Like really into it, and it's kind of weird.
Like that one woman's real like,
well, cause, like so
what's going on with her?
I don't know what's going on. Cause they all have like domino masks on.
Yeah.
And they're getting sliced.
And they're cheering. They're like, yeah, kill him. Yay.
One guy's getting an ass to the face. Not one of the guys in the audience, but somebody, you know, this guy's getting like, Bro Rogan slapping this dude, and this guy
his ass is landing in another guy's face.
This guy back here with the knife in his hand, he keeps like showing up and he keeps looking scared.
Really, yeah, I'm like, dude, much. You got a knife.
Yeah, you got a hand knife.
Yeah.
You have like an arm hand knife. It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
But you're just wearing trunks. You should be like free and free to slice.
You're like, what's his name on Gotham?
Who?
The Butch who hung out with Penguin, who has like a hand hook knife chainsaw.
That's true.
He does, explodey gun. I don't know what else he has in there.
So these people are just like, yeah. So anyways, he's like, this guy's talking shit while this, you know, Pro Rogan's talking shit while the whole time's going on. He's like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you, had you served me faithfully, I would have made you Animen, but you traded your humanity. Would you have traded your frail humanity for the strength of beasts? Basically what happened was, this guy, this Rogan guy, he was like the head of this company, of this like Lovecraft company that they reference in here.
Yeah.
That like at one point they decided, you know what? We want to become like super powerful. So let's just like have experiments and make this into like animal men.
Yeah.
So a bunch of them did and a bunch of them didn't. So the ones that didn't have to fight him.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, and they're all in great shape too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's not a flabby man of the bunch.
The IT department all took him up on because.
This is part three. Part one was just the IT department just getting their asses handed to them. Yeah.
And now he's finally worked out to like the dudes who have the running club.
Just the
dudes who get together for CrossFit, like before they hit. These are the sales guys.
The sales guys, the ones that are doing doing the crystal meth at night to keep themselves wired so they can sell more.
Yeah,
sell more stuff. But yeah. I mean, he already ran through, your IT. You know, maybe a few people in the lunch place.
Yeah, he hit accounting. HR forget about it. Like HR probably actually became animals. They joined up with him, but
HR
like,
was marketing going to report him and he killed them.
Yeah, marketing got their asses kicked, and now we're on to
sales. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but he's slapping this guy around. He's slapping these people around and he's talking shit and he's like, you know, you guys should have did this, and you know, apparently in the short amount of time that he's been doing this, he's been beating up his IT department.
Yeah.
He also
Rich people have thought it was awesome.
Other rich people, a lot of other rich people have managed to hear about this.
So it's Congress, basically.
Congress has heard about this, and they've gotten domino masks.
And they're like, oh, awesome. We get to watch him murder the poor.
We get to murder the...
This is easier than passing a bill.
But it's... So anyways, and it's funny
because... And it does it quicker.
It's funny because there's people that are just watching this, and they all have, like... Some of them have, like, are just kind of like, kill them, right?
Yeah.
There's some people, like, this one guy here is like, show us their blood.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That guy's super really into it.
And then there's this other guy back here who's kind of like Mr. Belvedere with a mask. And he's like, grrr.
But then there was this woman.
There's this one woman.
It's like a total close-up of her face, and she's going, ah. And I'm assuming she's like...
She's coming.
Yeah, it's not like an ah. It's like a... Yeah,
It's interspensed between this guy kicking, you know.
Yeah, she's really getting off on the fact that all these poor people are dying, or that it's a lion man, or both. Yeah.
Is this bestiality if you watch this and get off?
I don't know. I think she's just happy that the poor are dying.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that called? When you get off on watching the poor.
Republicans? I don't know.
We're getting too political.
Politics? Though. I have no idea.
We're getting political.
What is that called? I have no idea.
Our politics, anything that we say, I always feel that I know that people don't like us talking politics around here, but we have, I always feel like our
free
politics.
Free podcast.
I know, but I always feel like our politics jokes have like no teeth. I mean, they do, but they're just like,
oh no, it's low hanging fruit, all of it.
Yeah, we're just knocking it off.
Yeah, it's we're not saying anything anybody else has never said. So
yeah,
eh.
It gets even weirder because they bring in this girl, this
the cat lady in the bathing suit,
and they're like, hey, this girl turned herself in. He's like, oh yeah, you know,
because apparently like they used to be together.
And he's like, I'm gonna show you what I do to people that turn on me. And then
he's like, murder.
He starts drooling, and then he jumps on that guy with the hand knife and another dude. And then they were filled with jelly because then you
grape
just see
jelly.
You just see a grape splash.
Maybe these dudes were just donuts.
Oh man!
Maybe
man-sized donuts.
Yeah, maybe he's like, make me some man-sized donuts and fill them with grape jelly, and I will jump on them. And now it's like a weird fetish thing.
And everybody's here, like, you know, it's weird because there's like women.
They're all like, all the dudes are in tuxes. And I'm assuming this is like the middle of the day.
It looks like it looks at night. I think it's at night.
Yeah.
But there's like, and it's funny, some of the women are like, they're like, it's like they're, one woman's like in this pose, like a Marilyn Monroe pose. Mm-hmm. And
it's weird.
It's awkward. So then we get some dialogue between him, this Rogan guy, and
the girl. And she, I forget what
now
she...
Now he's covered in blaze. Not covered in grape jelly. I don't know why.
I'm assuming that maybe that's strawberry jelly. Mm. Maybe the other guy was full of strawberry.
Mm, delicious.
Because there was two guys. Mm. So he's like, yeah, that's what I do. And she says, I'm not exactly sure what she wants. What does she want here?
She just wants him to... She wants him to... Because he captured... In the earlier issues of this...
Yeah.
Prior issues, he captured...
Oh, that's right. Wonder Woman and Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'll stay here if you let them go. I'm not afraid of you anymore. You know, whatever. And he's like, well, you'll have to just relearn that. And he like slaps her across the face.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that. I ain't doing shit.
And so she's all upset. And he's like, haha, I will show you that it's better to be this than as a human or whatever.
Yeah, whatevs.
There's like so he's walking around with his buddies and he's got a scorpion man.
The scorpion man looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's like magenta colored and he's just basically a scorpion, but he's got like a regular human face.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
And then there's like, is that a rhino guy?
Rhino
kind
man.
Of, but he kind of has human arms.
Yeah, Rhino Man. And like, he's in Rhino Man from the cover.
Yeah.
Like he smelled a fart.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. And so they're like walking together and they're like, man, I'd hate to be her because, you know, she betrayed him and he loved her or whatever. Yeah. And then it's just like, oh yeah, so she should totally be okay with staying with an abusive guy. That's normal. But, and then we see that she's got like a little earpiece in her ear and it's feeding right back to the Justice League.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, I don't know where
they're on the satellite.
Oh, they're on the satellite.
Yeah.
So we find out that this is not the real person.
Yeah, it's actually just Zatanna.
It's Zatanna in disguise because they're trying to keep this actual Catwoman safe for some reason.
Well, so they can get, so that she can help them get.
Oh, the antidote?
Get the antidote.
That's right.
To save Hawkman.
Yeah.
And to, you know.
Save everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's on the Justice League satellite, we have Superman, Aquaman, and Firestorm. And Superman is not taking any of this very well.
No, he's having a big spaz.
He's kind of like all he does this whole book is kind of just be a dick.
Well,
I mean, he's Superman. That's kind of what he does.
That's kind of part of.
But he's like punching his own fist, and because he's glaring at the reader.
No, he's burning. Because he's like upset because
he can't do anything.
He can't do anything. Which I'm always like, yeah, you can. You could like literally fly down there and slap.
Yeah.
Rogan around.
Yeah, you have you can like be, fire eye buttons.
Like you can get fire eyes and icy breath and
yeah, like
muscles.
There really shouldn't be anything that stops you. Especially when the only thing that these people are is enhanced. They're not.
Well, he's like
they don't have superpowers like he has superpowers. This isn't Darkseid.
For some reason, like Aquaman is worried that they don't want to be blackmailed.
Whatever.
Which I'm like, what are they? I mean, did I miss something?
We
in here?
most likely did. Yes,
from like a previous issue.
Yeah,
you know where you know he's upset that you know they have you know because I think they're worried about the health of the other people that are there, particularly Hawkman because he's got the scorpion venom in him apparently, and he needs an antidote. And Superman's like, I'm so helpless, and he's punching his he's just spazzing.
Yeah, he's ridiculous and. So as he's having a little spaz, all of a sudden somebody's coming into the satellite and that chick's like, oh my God, it's him. And they're like, no, you have to be like authorized to come in here. And it's Elongated Man and the Flash.
Yeah.
And they have been beaten up because of whatever happened in the Flash's comic book.
No, they got beat up in the other, they got beat up in the earlier issues of this book.
Oh, okay.
It's just mentioning that this happens.
Oh, it happens before.
I think this is when like Wally was eventually on trial.
Oh, okay, I get it. So this happens before.
Yeah.
The issue of the Flash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just what I'm trying to say is like, oh, don't worry, you know. But basically,
this is when they try to explain canon.
So in the other issue, they got beat up and.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, Flash got gored by Rhino Man.
Yeah, he did. And I guess because he vibrated,
he vibrated just enough that he was able to live and enjoy coffee.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's probably your favorite picture from this book is it's a superhero drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he liked that. And the elongated man, I don't know what happened to him. He just kind of has like a Band-Aid on his face.
Yeah, he just has this.
Like he hyperextended his nose or something. Yeah, I don't know what his problem is. Because
he's like, well, I was stretchy when it happened. I'm like, I don't know how your powers are working.
You know what?
You should be easy. Because here's the thing.
Your powers are dumb and you should feel bad. That's basically what it breaks down to.
Because here's the thing. Okay. Mr. Fantastic is, his powers are, a product of cosmic rays.
Yes.
So there's an extra, you know, like a otherworldly quality.
Sure.
To his abilities.
Yeah.
Which makes sense that to, at least it's believable to me that if he were to get shot or to get, you know, messed with in the manner.
Yeah.
You know, physically that, you know, maybe his skin is super, more resistant.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Same thing goes for Plastic Man, because uh-huh. Plastic Man was not extraterrestrial, you know, not a science thing, or no, it was a science thing, because yeah. he was, you know, covered, you know, doused in chemicals. Elongated Man
drinks soda
and practices stretchiness.
It's gross.
And
Elongated Man still creeps me out.
Well, no, he, yeah, 100%, but I'm saying, but he still manages to not be able to be harmed or destroyed. Like the fact that there was that one issue.
It's magic soda.
We did that one. Did we do this one for the book? I think we did it for the episode.
We did something with him.
The one where we've done a few of, I think he's been in a few books, but a few of our episodes, but he was,
there was the movie one that we did with him.
What movie one?
Remember when they like went to the film festival? Oh,
no,
Paris? I'm thinking,
no, I know that one, but I'm thinking about the Batman Brave and the Bold where Batman, somebody tries to hang Batman with Elongated Man's actual neck.
Oh, no, I think we did do that one.
Yeah, we did do that one.
Yeah.
And that, myself, it's like, he should be, like,
he dead, should be dead.
Like, constantly.
He should be dead.
You know, because he's just a normal dude that just drinks soda.
Yeah.
You know?
It's magic soda.
And I understand maybe it makes, there has an effect on his skin that allows him to do that, but I feel like it's not, I don't know, I guess you could say it's more similar to Plastic Man and his abilities.
Sure.
Even to Plastic Man's abilities to the morph into actual things, and I don't know. I have problems with it.
Yeah.
That being said, so anyway, so we go to, they go and jump into the Replitech Industries, because that's the guy.
That's where Lion Dude works.
Lion Dude
Bro works. Rogan.
Yeah, Bro Rogan works there, and they're like, we gotta like, relocating all the stuff in this office to like an island in Canada.
Sure.
So
it's Nova Scotia.
And there's a bunch of dudes here, you know, some dweeby scientist here. It looks like Guy Gardner.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, help me, you
know,
goons.
And so, you know, the goons are helping move stuff. And then Firestorm shows up with the Catwoman.
Real person, Reva or whatever.
Rena. Rena. The real Rena. And they
start fighting.
They get, you know, there's a brawl. And Rena is about to like, you know, what's his face is here too.
What, Firestorm?
No, Stretchy, Elongated Man.
Oh, Elongated Man's there too, yeah. So they all start fighting this guy. Firestorm and Elongated Man are taking down goons. But Rena goes after the doctor. And because she's
the doctor's name is Lovecraft, okay.
Lovecraft. Yeah. And because he was the one who transformed her into this beast.
Yeah.
But the longer she stays this way, the less human she becomes.
Right.
So she's about ready to rip his face off.
Yeah.
Because she really wants to also eat,
flesh.
Joe Rogan.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's into that podcast.
But she'll just have to settle for this guy.
She's downloading those episodes right now.
Yeah. So, and Firestorm is just like, hey, man, look at all the cool stuff. What are you doing? And he, like, has to stop her.
Well, because they need him to figure out where the antidote is.
Right.
Because apparently he's the one, you know, that would know.
Also, heroes and murdering usually don't go together.
And then, here's another thing where with Elongated Man, like, he manages to, like, tie a knot.
Ugh.
Using his arm and his hand and to like lasso these guys.
Is this where his nose moves? Because
no, it's getting there. It's the next page, I think.
That makes me so mad.
But he uses his hand to like grab the lasso these dudes and then lift them all up into the ceiling and knock them out. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who are double jointed on this planet. And they can do crazy things. But they cannot tie their limbs into a knot. Because they still have bones.
I don't get it.
You know, and I don't know. It's just, it's really gross.
So he does.
He's just gross.
Yeah, so and then he does his nose thing because he's like, the whole thing is like, my nose twitches when I smell a lie or mystery.
Well,
or
his nose like literally like grows and almost pokes this guy in the face. It's just disgusting. It looks like a fleshy trunk. It's just nasty.
Yeah.
It's, I can't stand elongated man. I'm sorry. He creeps me out.
Yeah. And then when Firestorm is trying to be very comforting.
Yeah.
You know, here.
And she, because he tells Rena and she's like, oh my God, you know, I feel so bad. You know, I feel like I'm less human. And Firestorm's trying to, you know, help her out, make her feel a little bit better. But they're like, okay, we got to go do this thing. We got to get the antidote.
Yeah, and then we got Wonder. And then so Flash is back in the
also save Wonder Woman and Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Yeah, they got a lot going on.
They got some stuff.
You know, Flash is back in the thing. He's
oh yeah. So we're back at the satellite, and Flash is there, and
he's drinking coffee, and he's pretty comfy.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm gonna monitor stuff. So he's watching like Aquaman, who decides to like go swim.
Well, he's coming from below, and
he's coming from below because they're going to the island.
They're going to the island. Aquaman's coming from below.
Yeah.
Superman's coming from high.
Right. So we have water and aerial assault. Mm-hmm. So Aquaman is like, you know, under the sea, but he sees like the fish are kind of acting a little weird. And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, there's some giant thing coming this way.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. Big giant thing.
And
he's like, well, I can't really do anything about it now. I got to go like hook up with Firestorm. So he like jumps out of the sea into like Firestorm's craft that he like built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just whipped it up. Out of what though? Did he make it out of like another? Because that's the thing.
Maybe is that his power?
He can rearrange molecular.
So maybe that's inorganic what he did.
Matter.
So that's probably what he did.
Yeah.
So
he took a.
It was a box. Big wheel. Yeah. It was a big wheel, and he made it into a cool ship. Yeah. He just hacked a big wheel. That's what he did.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh well, that's cool. Well, I'm gonna again go back into the water, and so Aquaman just jumps back into the water.
Oh no, because he has the juice. He has
the that's toxin. Right. The antidote.
He's like, here, give me the toxin, and he's like, all right, goodbye.
Yeah. So he's doing that, and Superman's coming in from above, and Superman's just like, meh. And he like x-rays things. He's like, oh no.
His line here where he's like, I wonder what else Rex has up his hairy sleeve.
Ugh.
Because he's watching, you know, he's trying to like look into the building, and he starts slamming
and
the building,
and he can't really see. So of course Superman, who does not think, he just punches, goes in punching, and gets hit in the chest with a red sunbeam, and he falls backwards.
Well, the whole time he's going in there, he's like, I wonder if they have anything for me. Well, I'm Superman. Da, da, da.
He doesn't think. He punches.
He gets sunned.
That's what he does.
Literally gets sunned.
So he falls backward.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Because Rhino Man's leading his assault, and so they shoot one Superman, and Rhino Dude is like, okay, I'm going to go back to this arena and like... do stuff, and they're like, and one of the guards is like, well, what if he's only stunned? And he just, and Rhino
and just kills that guy.
He just kills him because he just slaps him.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh my.
Oh no, he just killed that man. But that's a really good question. What if he's just stunned? Valid question gets this guy killed. So RIP goon.
RIP dude. Yeah. And so they go, so the other guys, Firestorm and,
Elongated Man
are headed towards the,
arena
with the Catwoman in tow, and they get to the arena, which apparently is already packed. Everybody has gone from Manhattan,
sure,
to were they already there? Maybe they're already there.
Maybe it's like a half and half type of thing.
I think they were already there.
Yeah,
in. They weren't at, okay, so they.
So do you think they were just like waiting around for like the next match?
I don't know.
Because I feel like this all happens pretty quickly, but.
Well, this is like, here's the thing. Okay, so they go, it starts off at, apparently during the day.
Yeah.
I'm confused here because, okay, the first scene takes place, I think, in Manhattan, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
In the city.
Because I don't know, because somebody drives up to it.
Somebody drives up to it, and they capture that girl.
Yeah, and now we're on an island. I have no idea. It's a good question. I don't actually know.
And then they're on the island because then the next time they're at night, they go into that office and they get the toxin.
Yeah.
And then now it's daytime and they're flying to Newfoundland, and now they're outside and everybody's in this arena.
Sure. Which, maybe they all slept there. Maybe it was like a big slumber party.
It was like a hotel.
Yeah, it was just a slumber party. Everybody brought their suitcases or their sleeping bags.
Monster hotel.
They did s'mores and they braided each other's hair.
Oh, braiding animal hair.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to braid your favorite animal fighter's hair.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
That's part of your. That's part of what you get. You know, you get that, and you also get a continental breakfast.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you think that they have ham cubes?
The 100%. That's all they have is ham cubes. It's just a big trough of ham cubes. You're like continental breakfast, and you're like, oh man, I can't
gelatinous cube.
Can't wait to have some danishes and maybe some cereal, like on those little turnstile
machines. Oh yeah, or even the mini boxes of cereal, which are always fun.
Yeah. No, just ham cubes.
Gelatinous.
So as that happens, they get to they go into the arena and then they see Superman.
Yep. Who is
He's being crucified.
He's being but he's like not like hammered crucified. He's just tied crucified.
Well, also, too, it's not really like a Catholic cross if you can see it here.
No, it's not.
Like it's just basically a T.
It's a T because his head's peeking up over the top of it.
Yeah.
And so he's being tied to
millions
it.
Millions of dollars are buried underneath a giant T. Sorry.
And he's still being hit with the red sunbeam from somewhere. I don't know where. And he's like,
surging through this thing.
Yeah, sure. And they're like, oh my God, Superman, we have to save him. And do you need to like abandon your plan? I think Superman will be okay.
No, he's not.
He'll be okay for a couple minutes while at least you have the element of surprise because they totally blow it.
Well, because it ends up being a hologram. That's what happens.
Was it a hologram? Because
it's a hologram. He goes, the feedback is tearing me apart.
No, I thought it was because he's organic matter. Not because he's a hologram.
Right, but it's also the problem is that it's a guard just standing there and they're making, and he thought it was a hologram. Well, he thought it was a hologram.
But he gets tied up next to him.
Well, because he gets fucked up.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was a hologram. I thought it was he tried to like.
They say it's a hologram.
Oh, okay. Feedback I can't see it from apart, here. So.
No cross, no soups, just a guard covered by a hologram.
Oh.
My powers can't affect anything organic. Feedback's killing me. You're killing me, Lisa.
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate me? I fed up with this world.
Yeah, and that's what happens to Firestorm.
Yeah. So, but thankfully, one Aquaman.
Who are these characters?
Who are these characters? Let's be honest.
What kind of money, Denny?
Who are these? I mean, who Rex Rogan.
Yeah.
He's not real.
So Firestorm.
You're not Joe Rogan's brother.
Yeah. So Firestorm gets fucked, and so Aquaman is down.
Yeah.
In the sea. He's like, he's going to come up this grate, but then there's like a whale man.
Whale man.
Yeah. It's a whale with arms. It's literally all it is. It's a whale with human arms. And Aquaman's like, oh no, that's bullshit.
I'm a big fan of whale man here.
Yeah. And so then we cut back to, finally we see Wonder Woman and Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and they're just all watching. Superman and the real Superman and Firestorm as they're just like tied to these T's.
Okay, look, here's the thing. I understand. I don't know what's going on with Fire. Okay, I know what's going on with Superman.
Right.
He's being red sunned.
Right, but why is it? Why can't Firestorm?
Firestorm should just be able to be like, you know, like, hey, Professor, what do I do? Let's turn this cross into a bobsled.
Sure.
Okay, great. Zoom. Okay, now I become. I mean, maybe he's unconscious or he's the feedback really knocked him out.
Maybe at this point, but he starts talking to Superman soon. Not here, but soon. And so, you know, Elongated Man is fighting the lion guy. And Zatanna, who is in disguise, is like, okay, I got to do something. I can't just sit here anymore. So she jumps out and like drops her disguise and like says some sort of spell like, oh, lightning hit my foes. So she calls down some lightning.
Yeah, it's the obligatory dialogue box because as soon as she does her spells, it always has to say Zatanna reads her spells backwards.
Right.
You know, because if you haven't read Justice League
ever,
you wouldn't know this.
If you've never heard of Zatanna.
Never heard of her, even though she's been in pretty much like every issue for the past like 100 issues.
Yeah. So she does that.
I don't know why that bothers me. I don't know why that
I don't know if it
bother
would,
me because I understand why they do it, but but it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like just let her just do her thing backward.
Yeah.
Just you don't have to tell me every time.
So then we cut back to Aquaman fighting the whale guy.
Oh, also we forgot to mention, because we see Wonder Woman and Hawkwoman. Hawkman is, you know, taking a nap here. And they're being held at bay by the Snake Man.
Oh, there's the Snake Man.
Yeah, the Snake Man, who we have not met yet.
Yeah.
Or that we didn't meet him.
We saw him on the cover.
Oh, yeah, he's on the cover. Yeah, but then, but there's a big brawl going on. Like, oh, so Aquaman's back. He's fighting,
You can't, Whale Boy. But Wonder Woman's not even tied up, is she?
What is she doing? No, her arms are bound.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Cause I was gonna, I'm like, but she
although she's just kind of walking around.
She should be able to, like, kick that guy in the face, right? Like, oh, yeah, she's standing and her legs are definitely not bound. Her arms might be, but it's not with her lasso or anything. So you think that Wonder Woman should easily be able to overpower this guy?
Oh yeah, no, there's a lot.
But for some reason, whatever.
I mean, I know they got guns trained on him and stuff like that, yeah, but she could.
She's Wonder Woman.
Yeah. But Whale Man and Aquaman are fighting. Whale Man, and since Aki's a sea creature of sorts,
yes,
and you know, the animalistic nature is taking over,
mm-hmm.
Aquaman
uses his telepathy.
Uses his fish thing, which is actually a really good use.
Yeah, it is.
Of this, power. People might make fun of it. He's like, oh, why don't you go talk to the fish? Well, hey, he just talked to fucking Whale Man here.
Yeah.
And took him out of the equation.
Yes, which was a good use of his power. So yeah, so that's what Aquaman does. And then we're back in the arena.
Back in the arena, and now it's a big brawl. We got, we have Scorpion Man getting wrapped up by Ralph.
Yeah, by Elongated Man, right. And then everybody comes out, so we've got Rhino.
Is there two Scorpion dudes? Because there's one Scorpion dude here, and there's another Scorpion dude.
I don't know, maybe.
There's a Hawk Man.
Yeah.
But not Hawk Man. There's multiple Hawks.
Yeah, so there's I don't know. And there's another Rhino guy, so all of them come out into
the same Rhino guy.
Oh, okay. Who knows? So all of them come out into the thing.
They all come out, and you know, Snake Man's like, haha, we're kicking their asses, and then the lights go out. And I assume it's Aquaman punches Reptile Boy in the throat.
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
And then,
of course, like, this is funny because Firestorm keeps talking to Superman. Like, Superman is near death. He's like, look at him, Superman. Look at him. Look at him, Superman. Look over here. But Superman is just, like, too, like, caught up watching, like, two other people fight. Who's like here?
He's just like looking.
No, he's like will you look? Aquaman got through, but it says Superman doesn't answer. His eyes rivet on two silhouetted figures crashing through the screaming onlookers. Without his powers, in pain, he can't be sure, but he thinks it is Rena and Maximus Rex.
Oh,
so that's what he's doing. He's staring at those two.
Darn.
Well, Firestorm's like, look at the, you know, they're Wonder Woman's free and blah blah blah. So then everybody starts fighting. Wonder Woman starts punching Rhino guy. Zatanna, I think, puts dudes on ice.
She just kicks some ice.
Yeah, and then, you know, so basically...
That's what she says, but she says it backwards.
Basically, they all win.
Yeah. They hand these guys... They get a few more people, and it seems like there's a lot more anti-men.
Yeah.
And they hand those guys their asses pretty handily.
So they win. They let Superman go. They let Firestorm go.
Well, what happens is the reason why they win is because all of a sudden they become animals.
Well, that's because they use that thing.
What thing?
Didn't they somehow use that antidote?
Well, they used the antidote to help out Aquaman or Hawkman because he's the one that needed it. The antidote was...
Oh, that's right.
They just let the process take its course and change people into animals. Oh, that's right.
And it changed them all into animals.
Changed them into animals.
Because they weren't very... It says they weren't very human in the first place.
No,
because
they were pretty much, you know... Because the whole thing is like the little tidbits of the guy, you know, people getting super aggressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, that girl trying to kill that guy. Like, it's all like, oh, no, they're animals. And so,
yeah.
It's kind of clever when you think about it. Like, the whole thing with Aquaman using his... Being able to... really use his powers to make that one, you know, the whale man become incapacitated.
Yeah.
It was because he wouldn't be able to do that if he wasn't more fishy.
Right.
Or more whaley.
Yeah. So, but they're like, oh no, what about Maximus Rex and Rena? Because they're gone. And he's like, I don't know. You know, we don't know if they changed fully. We don't know if they are still kind of human monsters.
Yeah.
But then they start talking about like how these two were together.
Yeah, like apparently their relationship was a big deal or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because and Wonder Woman says that they got into a love fight.
Well, first of all, here's the thing: they go to the beach, and they're looking for the rest of these animals because apparently all these animals, people turn to animals, and they run away, and they're wondering what happened to to the girl and to this and Joe Rogan's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of speeches about love.
Well, love fight
because. Yeah, well, go ahead and tell. Say.
Well, I can't see it from here, so you go ahead.
So, yeah.
They're like, they were lovers once, then why did she turn on him and try to kill him? And I'm like, well, fucking Hawkman should be able to answer that question. Because he's like, why did that happen? You're like, Jesus Christ, Hawkman, have you never seen a movie?
No, he should. And, there's a,
have you never read a book?
He could have been. There was that one. I read A World's Finest recently.
Mm-hmm.
With a Hawkman, Hawkwoman backup in it, and they're on the satellite, and Hawkman and Hawkwoman were doing whatever weird thing they do, in their relationship, and like Superman was like, "Well, I'll leave you guys because there's roast beef in the fridge, and there's French movies, and you guys can listen to them because you can speak any language because apparently your belt's free then." So they should know, they should have watched these movies.
Right.
I'm referencing other books here.
Yeah, they should have paid attention. And he's like, well, they were lovers. Why'd she try to kill him? And Hawk Girl goes, no, love is pure. Each of us also hates the one we love just a little. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
But Wonder Woman's like,
yeah.
She's like, no, they had a love fight.
Yeah. And I'm like, you mean the fight?
Fight?
No, it's a love fight.
Hate fight, love fight.
And then Hawk Girl's like, Firestorm, she was lost when she fell in love with Rex Rogan and let him dominate her life. And then the way it ends is this panel of Firestorm, just like with his mouth hanging open. He's like, duh.
He's just looking out into the water, just like, duh.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what the hell is happening at the end of this book?
I don't know.
Like,
why did it end like this?
Because whoever wrote this, man, like, really has some really fucked up ideas of what relationships are.
Jerry Conway.
Well, dude maybe he wants to see a therapist, because what the hell? What do you mean you hate the person you love just a little because they make you dependent?
You're just making that up.
Like, shut up. All you guys suck. Seriously, guys, get some therapy. Try to approach these relationships in a little bit more of a healthy manner.
And then it just ends.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it for Justice League of America, number 223 from February 1984.
Yeah.
Would you read the next issue?
Oh, probably. I like these Justice League.
Well, here's the thing, too. This
of
is
America.
Like,
but we're getting towards the part where I'm going to stop, because once we get into like 85, 86... it's when I kind of.
Oh no!
Drop
I keep
them.
Going because here's the thing. This is getting towards the part where, and I'm kind of interested by this. Like when Aquaman is like, "Hey, Justice League, how come you're not dedicated to being Justice League?" You know, because it's the whole reason why they had to go and get Vibe and Gypsy
right.
and Vixen and all them guys, and you know, things had to, you know, John had to take over or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just it's just kind of getting it's about to get out of hand.
Oh shit!
And I'm looking forward to reading that.
Okay.
You know, but they're just farting out stories here about Beastmen.
No, I don't even.
Animen. They haven't called
Animen.
They call them Beastmen here, but they're called Animen in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's love fights and Rhino's getting punched
and Flash getting gored apparently.
Flash getting gored and.
Wonder Woman
donut men.
Not really doing a whole lot.
Wonder Woman just sitting there being like,
bleh.
Love fight.
Love fight.
Bleh.
That's my contribution.
Goodbye.
Aren't you guys glad I was here? No. You should have been able to take down literally
she's
everybody.
Like, she's like, you didn't do anything. Did I?
Didn't I? She just flies away.
That's how most of those books should end. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes when somebody's just in there doing nothing.
Yeah.
And they just go, you didn't do anything, didn't I?
Yeah. And they just vanish. Yeah.
And I'm totally reading the next one of these. I'm going to try to call. I'm a junkie for like the last like 50 some odd issues of of the Justice League of America original run.
All right.
You know, I'm kind of into that. And I'll, you know, if I can get them collected maybe, but you know, it's always fun to find these. Cause I don't know if they're really, I mean, I don't know if they're collected. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to look.
Can take down my collection a little bit.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But that's it for this week's show.
Yeah.
And I do promise, and we do apologize because, you know, we've had some stuff kind of derail us, but
yeah.
We will get to listener feedback.
Yes, we will. Point. We will.
So I would recommend if you are listening to the show and if you're a new listener or if you're a current listener and you want to communicate with us, you can do so via email at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Twitter on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean. That's SHAWN.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And I think that's it. Yeah. We'll come back with more books. We got some more stuff, some fun stuff that we bought that we can probably
Barbie comics.
In. We got Barbie comics. We bought a Femme Force.
We did buy a Femme Force.
That's
going to be garbage.
I bought Clandestine.
You bought another Justice Machine. Which is one of the first books we ever did on this show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Justice Machine was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten back to them, but you know, we were out doing some shopping and they popped up. And
yep.
I'm like, all right, see what goes on here. So we'll mess with that and it'll be fun. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.